Unit 5, page 130. Fake meat.
How much are you willing to pay for a hamburger? €250,000 may sound excessive to you, but that will be the price of a burger made of fake meat. The lab-grown meat is being developed in the Netherlands, where Dutch scientist Dr. Mark Post and his team have been working hard to find a way to transform the meat industry. Breeding animals requires a lot of pasture for grazing. Currently, about 30% of the world's usable land is used for pasture. But the world population is growing rapidly, and so is its demand for meat. This means more land is required to raise cattle and less is available for humans, which is a cause for great concern. But not if Dr. Post has his way. He proposes to ease the demand for real meat by producing a nutritious, artificial substitute. The process is long and complicated, and the result barely resembles meat. Stem cells are taken from cattle muscle. In a laboratory, scientists then add various ingredients so the muscle cells will stretch and grow. The end result is strips of artificially grown muscle 3 centimeters long and 1.5 centimeters wide. At present, it would take 3,000 of these strips to make just one very expensive hamburger. Theoretically, however, with this innovative technique, one cow could supply the same amount of hamburgers as 1 million slaughtered animals. The current process is clearly not practical or commercially worthwhile. To solve this problem, Dr. Post plans to expand production by growing more stem cells at the same time. In addition, Dr. Post hopes to improve his product by creating a juicier and more realistic-looking piece of meat. At a recent BBC News conference, the Dutch scientist revealed that he planned to ask a celebrity chef to prepare the first ever artificial burger to show that it could be done. Dr. Post explained that it will take a lot more work and money to make the process efficient and cost-effective. The end result will be a world with less livestock, which in turn will make land available for other purposes. But the best news is that stem cells for artificial meat are taken from live animals. It's a simple biopsy. If no animals are killed, vegetarians might even be convinced to take a bite.